Hi, good morning. This is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking
Yeah.
with William Peden?
Yes, this is me. This
Hi,
is William.
William. Hi,
All right, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. And I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, I'm hanging in there.
Let's see. I was just calling you back regarding the voicemail that you left me.
Yes.
But I think that question should be directed to your insurance company, since we cannot really help you with that part, but I'm sure that they can send you that documentation.
So what
Just
insurance company? What are you talking about? Family
well,
First?
no, Family First, we are the home care agency.
Right.
Your insurance company is Keystone.
Right.
Yeah, so regarding renovating that part, you have to reach out to them.
Okay. So I got to reach out to them and tell them that I need something that, like their policy for the home waiver.
Yes, but I can also ask on our end. But yeah, please reach out to them.
All right, yeah, they're making this stuff harder and harder, man. It's just crazy because
Okay.
I'm
So
getting this
keep
through the
the.
state. I don't know anything. I don't get a policy paperwork or whatever like that that tells me,
Yeah, but you need a copy of the home waiver, right?
Yeah, I guess I need
Okay.
a copy of that. I'm saying they want proof that, that I'm receiving the home waiver. You know what I mean?
Okay. They Keystone
Already,
want
I'm getting
proof.
other stuff together for them. Like I said, this is becoming tedious because I'm already getting stuff for them. I'm giving them my bank statement. I'm giving them my savings statement. I'm giving them my life insurance. I don't know what else they want. You know what I mean? And last year they cut me off because of my life insurance thing. They wanted to see what that policy is. And what's the face amount? And I'm like, are they going to take my money when I die? Like, what is this about? It's starting to get a little bit too much for me, and I sure enough don't want them taking my money when I die. If that's the case, I don't need the headaches.
I see.
So I don't know. All right, I'll
Yeah.
try to call the insurance company itself and let them know or whatever. I just don't see how all this isn't connected. I don't understand this. Like they putting me through all of this when they're the ones that have given me this. I've been having this. Now all of a sudden they want this paperwork, that paperwork. It didn't used to be like that.
Okay.
It really didn't. And if they want to cut me off the home waiver, just cut me off because I just don't need this extra stress. You know what I mean? It's not like I get any money from them. I don't get SNAP. All I'm trying to do is get medical coverage. The 20%. That's all I'm trying to do. I just feel sorry for people that are older because, I mean, like, you're trying to make me into something I'm not. It's like making me a lawyer and I'm not a lawyer. I'm a layman.
Yeah.
And
Well,
I'm not
try
trying to
to.
cheat. I'm not trying to cheat them for anything. I pay for my coverage. I pay Part B. That money automatically comes out. You know what I mean? For my Medicare, and then I pay a premium for my prescription. That's $22.50. That's why I don't understand. Like, why are they taking me through? Proving this and that. It's not like I'm getting any money. I wasn't sure. That's why I called you because, the lady just told me, oh, yeah, the policy, they need to see the policy. And I'm saying to myself, what policy? What are you talking about? This isn't life insurance. This is a home waiver that I get through the state that helps me to, helps me out with certain things that I need help for. All right, I'll try to call them, but. They're going to cut me off. And I sure enough don't want to go through that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Try to speak directly to your coordinator. She should be able to explain that.
All right.
in a way that it's easier. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take
care.
Yeah. Okay.